Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Players, Dave Richard can't stop drafting in mock drafts right now on Fantasy Football Today Express. All right, you got a lot of these guys? A lot of guys you keep drafting?
I kind of have groups of players. Small groups, not a bunch of names. It's going to be easy to follow along, but let's say like the first group, a group of three wide receivers, Devontae Smith, Ted Aurora-McMillan, Emeka Ibuka. Would love to have all three on my fantasy teams, and maybe when I do some auction drafts, my plan will be to load up on running backs and then spend for specifically those three wide receivers and not get any from the elite tier. But I think these are all three wide receivers that could get fed nicely and turn into top 12 wide receivers. There are wide receivers 12 through 15 in that range for me. Round three is the time to go after them. I think they all have a chance to take a step forward and play, in the case of Ibuka and McMillan, better than they did overall last year. And in the case of Devontae Smith, as the number one wide out in Philadelphia, assuming A.J. Brown's gone, fully expect him to see 8 targets per game and be very, very good.
And how do you rank those three?
I've got Ibuka at the top of the list, and I'd have to double-check my rankings to be sure. Why don't I do that and filibuster for about 15 seconds? Ibuka is definitely at the top of the list. All right. Did you see the highlight of him, by the way?
He did.
Where he catches a pass. Literally, the ball is way behind him. It's a terrible throw. But he catches it one hand, runs to the end zone. Like, everything that you could want to see from a healthy Emeka Ibuka is right there. He's first. McMillan's second. Devontae Smith is third. T. Higgins is in that group as well. I do like Ibuka as the head of the class there. I can't stop drafting at least one of those three receivers in every draft I'm in.
And CBS ADP right now, early ADP, they're going back to back to back. They have almost the same exact ADP, all right around 36 overall at the 3-4 turn. Devontae Smith, Ted Aurora-McMillan, and Emeka Ibuka, and then T. Higgins right after that. So, yeah, you could in theory start your team with two running backs and maybe get two of those guys at the 3-4
turn.
That'd
be sweet.
Yeah. All right, Dave, what's our next group?
So this isn't me saying that I'm going to wait a little bit on tight end. I will obviously get one of McBride, Bowers, and Loveland if they're available at a fair price on draft day. Certainly don't want to reach for any of those three, at least not at this point. But I love the idea of waiting a little bit longer and getting Tyler Warren, Harold Fannin, and honestly, Sam Laporta should be in this group as well. So I know we always say great or late for tight ends, and this is me going against that. These are still really good tight ends. I still think that, especially in the case of Warren and Fannin, a lot more for them to do after what they did as rookies. Laporta, just the fit in what Detroit's offense should be this year. I think he's going to end up playing a lot. I think that'll help improve his target volume. I think all three of these guys are good I don't even want to call them fallback options. I think they're worth targeting if you don't get one of those first three tight ends at a fair value. So if you miss out on McBride, you miss out on Bowers, don't panic. Miss out on Loveland, don't panic either, because you've got one of these three tight ends waiting for you in that round 4 or 5 range.
Okay. You think it's better to take a tight end, one of those three in rounds 4 or 5, rather than waiting for a Kelce or Likely or something like that?
I think they're more fun than Kelce or Likely. And there's things to listen. It could come to pass that they're 2 PPR points per game better than Isaiah Likely on average over the course of the year. And that's not that big of a difference, especially compared to the 4-round gap that you might see between those types of tight ends and Isaiah Likely. But I just think that they've got a lot more upside than Likely, who very, very, very few games in his career where he's had a lot of targets. He's done well with them. No guarantee that he's actually going to come through and do that, which makes him actually somebody that I don't mind drafting if I miss on all those first 6 tight ends. Likely, and I'm just thinking this out loud, he's somebody that I'm targeting if I don't see a fair value at tight end. Maybe I'm in a draft where tight ends are going early, tight end premium. Absolutely, I miss out on those guys. Isaiah Likely would be on my shopping list. So would Kelce. So would Kittle, frankly, if he's going to keep falling in drafts with his injury. He's somebody that can help me the second half of the season.
All right. We're going to take a break and get some more groups of players that Dave Richard keeps drafting in his mock drafts. We'll be right back on FFT Express.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, what's next, Dave?
Running backs. And obviously getting studs early is going to be an important part of my game plan for drafts this year. But I'm also going to look for running backs in the middle rounds as well. I really want to be loaded at that position. In the next group of 3, they are all ranked anywhere between RB24 and RB28 for me. And this is after the Quinshon, Breece, Montgomery group of running backs. Jadarian Price with Seattle, Chuba Hubbard with Carolina, Basil Tootin with Jacksonville. All 3 of these guys are going to have an opportunity, theoretically, at the beginning of the year to get off on the right foot and lead their backfields. Obviously, things could happen in training camp. But as I've been studying specifically the Seattle offense, and I haven't gotten to Carolina's yet, but I think I'll feel the same way when I get there. I think Price is a really good fit for what Seattle wants to do. They're basically keeping the same structure of their offense, but they're bringing in the 49ers run game coordinator, Brian Fleury, to help make it take a step forward this year. And I don't know if this coaching staff really even has the choice of taking a lot of work off of Price's plate because Walker's not there. Charbonnet's banged up. I don't know if Charbonnet will even play much this year, if at all. And so getting Jadarian Price on my fantasy team, if he's my number 2 running back, I don't love it. I better be really good everywhere else on my roster. But if he's my number 3 running back, all these guys are great number 3 running backs. I'd be pretty happy with them. I can't stop drafting at least one of those 3 in every single draft I'm in.
All right, so that's Jadarian Price, Chuba Hubbard, and Basil Tootin. You have a favorite? Price?
Price is my favorite of the 3.
Okay. Would you rather have DeAndre Swift or those guys?
Swift is ranked higher. I'd rather have him. I think he's a little bit safer. I love the offense that he's in. But you can make the case that all 3 of those guys have a little bit more upside because they're not going to begin the year rotating drives with Kyle Manunga. They might be rotating drives with somebody else. We just don't know yet.
Yeah. All right. Got any more?
I got a lot more. How much longer do you want to go?
One more group, I think.
One more group. quarterbacks, wait on them. Because I'm doing this in every draft so far, Adam. I'm just waiting and waiting. And then, oh, there's Matthew Stafford, who's the league MVP in round 9 or round 10. There's Justin Herbert, who, not in every single draft, especially when you're drafting with Jamie, he's taking Herbert a little bit earlier, but he's in that same range. Trevor Lawrence is in that range. You can get Patrick Mahomes and another quarterback if you want to. I like waiting on the position this year, feeling like I'm stealing. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going to take quarterbacks either at fair value or even reach a little bit for the big name guys. And so I don't mind waiting a little bit on draft day and getting one, maybe two, it depends on my league size, quarterbacks for my squad. But there are so many quarterbacks that you can make the case for as 22 to 25 fantasy point per game guys in 6 point that you shouldn't have to overpay. Why overpay for something in life when you can get something similar at a discount at a different store or in a different place or in a different town? You get the drift. You get the point of what I'm saying. But I am waiting on quarterback, and I love the idea of getting somebody like Stafford, who just coming off a huge year, still has great receivers, still in a great offense, and might be a little bit ticked off after what the Rams did in the draft, to come back and play with some fire this year again.
Okay. Yeah, looking at CBS ADP, if you wait to pick 100, Justin Herbert, Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Stafford, nice. Trevor Lawrence.
Didn't even mention Caleb or Purdy.
Yeah.
They're in Lawrence that group too, for sure.
Mahomes was QB3 per game last year, I think, and he's going 123rd over 100.
I'm going to guess that'll change. He's already working out in OTAs. If he is in training camp and he's rolling along just fine without restriction, and if Rashee Rice avoids any type of suspension, I bet that ADP goes way up.
All right, Dave Richard, thank you very much, sir. We will talk to you next time. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. See you. See you on the other side on Fantasy Football Today Express. Dave is balancing a pen in between his nose and his upper lip. Very impressive stuff.
Paramount Podcasts.